Page 50, Activity 4. Taking notes on specific information.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bob.
And I'm Pam. And this show is all about eating right.
You know, Pam, with people so busy today, they don't have a lot of time to shop or plan what to eat.
That's true. But healthy eating might just give you a longer and happier life. So here are some things we all should think about regarding our diet.
First, eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Why? Well, they're a good source of vitamins and minerals.
Right. And they're a good source of fiber, too. Also, they're almost all low in calories and fat, and eating them may help protect you against cancer. So put an apple or a banana in your lunchbox, or have a carrot for a snack. Skip those potato chips.
That's right. Fruits make a great dessert. You don't need all those sugary sweets and drinks, cookies, cakes, candies, sodas.
You bet you don't. So a second point to remember, too much sugar in your diet can lead to health problems like weight gain, tooth decay, that's trips to your dentist.
Ow, or even diabetes, and that's serious.
Now, the third thing we want you to think about is reducing the fat you eat.
Uh-huh. Cutting down on the fat in our diets would be good for many of us.
So true. It can help us lose weight.
Or not gain weight in the first place.
And it can lower our chance of getting heart disease and cancer, too.
So cut back on all those hamburgers, cheeseburgers, French fries.
And chips. They're full of fat.
And salt. Oh, I don't want to forget our fourth suggestion. Eat more whole grains. You'll get plenty of fiber, vitamins, and minerals from them.
You mean like brown rice and whole wheat?
That's it. They're much healthier than white bread, white rice, and things like that.
Finally, you don't want to drink too much coffee. Coffee can make you nervous and keep you awake at night, or even affect your heart. But we'll talk about coffee on another show.